This is a CK to Z news update. The Klahoose Wilderness Resort overcame the many challenges present with the pandemic to deliver a fantastic experience to its inaugural guests, building an exceptional reputation in its first year of operation. Bruno Pereira, General Manager of Quathin Weggis Management Corporation, or QXMC, which oversees the economic development of the Klahoose First Nation, spoke to CK to Z News at the tail end of the tourist season.
The lodge was overwhelmingly successful. It came with a lot of challenges, though, because we weren't expecting to be that busy. Just because COVID and that environment that it creates, you know, shortage of staff, everything is more expensive. So we were ready for a much smaller demand. It really exploded. So we had to rush in hiring some key personnel, you know, chefs, boat drivers. So that was super challenging. We often had to pay extra for these employees because there's so little candidates in the market right now available. And so that was incredibly challenging, but ultimately that's all the back office. That's all the storm behind the curtains. But in the front, we delivered an amazing product. The TripAdvisor reviews are spectacular. So I'm happy, but it was quite an initiation. As a first taste of managing and offering hospitality services, it was quite an experience.
Was this the first full season? Or I'm not sure if that's even correct.
Yeah, it wasn't even full season.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was the first one, yeah. First time we're open.
Great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sounds like you just adjusted as you needed to. And that's so great that it was so successful in the end. Do you have a sense of how many people came through?
We definitely exceeded by almost 100% our forecast. I think we went from 250 to almost 400 guests. It was very slow in June, even July.
The resort opened mid-June, and the season was originally planned until mid-October, which was then extended due to some unexpected guests.
There's been much more demand. Interestingly enough, we have a lot of TV shows that want to come to the resort, and we're closing the season with a show from Quebec, of all places. And it's kind of a big brother, so it's called Double Occupancy. It's fun stuff. We want to also bring the elders from Klahoose and members from the community to come and visit and stay at the resort.
Having seen photos of it, it's such a spectacular location. And it got so much publicity. I can see why it's getting attention from these movie crews.
Now, that's a good point. Like, we got mentions in hundreds of articles this past season. We made it to En Route in Flight Magazine, Air Canada. We made it to Nouveau Magazine in Vancouver. We just did Boulevard Magazine. So grateful for all the exposure that we had, definitely.
The Wilderness Resort offers a special add-on of grizzly bear tours, which the public can also book as a standalone experience. These have now also wrapped up for the season.
And now we've been sending community members up there to make sure they catch some bears before they go back to sleep. But it was also very, very successful. Actually, it was the best season since I'm in Klahoose. That's my third bear season. I've been in almost 3 years. And in terms of amounts of bears, the presence of animals, it's been the best.
QXMC is also expanding in the green energy sector, starting with providing sustainably harnessed electricity for the resort.
In the beginning, the green energy was part of partnership with Energex and the run of the river in Toba. But now we're working with Hakai Energy and we're working with other specialists to make the resort 100% self-sufficient on hydroelectricity. So that's our next step to get into the conversation, if I can say, to make ourselves participants in hydroelectricity, because the resort right now, we run on a Peloton wheel, but we do have a generator that kicks in when we need to provide energy to the big appliances and, you know, stoves, dryer, washer. But we had a full analysis and assessment of the installations, of the untapped potential of the creek. And there's ways if we build a new intake, if we bring a more powerful wheel, and some kind of, it's amazing what they do nowadays, but it's basically a turnkey electrical grid. So it's a container with inverters, with a battery pack. So instead of just seeing the water go and not generating any electricity or not being able to store it, we would have that capacity. So that's really our ambitions and our green energy project for now. Once we master this and we try it in a remote area, then we have plans to do it in Klahoose as well with solar energy as well.
He's referring to the Clahoose Village and Squirrel Cove on Cortez Island. You've been listening to an interview with Bruno Pereira, General Manager of the Quathin Weggis Management Corporation, about the Clahoose Wilderness Resort.